The last 10 nights of Ramadan, they contain a great night. And this night is Laylatul Qadr, the night of Al-Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed a whole surah in dedication to this night. Suratul Qadr. In which He said, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Verily, we have revealed it, i.e. the Qur'an, in Laylatul Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will make you know what is Laylatul Qadr? And then he mentioned how Laylatul Qadr خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, that it is better than 1,000 months. Meaning any action which you do on Laylatul Qadr, it is equal to 83 years and 4 months of actions. Sadaqah which you give on this night, equal to 83 years and 4 months of sadaqah. Salah which you pray on this night, equal to 83 years and 4 months of salawat. Istighfar which you make on this night, equal to 83 years and 4 months of al-istighfar. And the majority of us, we don't live until 83 years. Many people die 30, 40, 50, 60, maybe 70. Meaning this single night of ibadah, it is more than your whole lifetime of al-ibadah. And maybe Allah gives a person the tawfiq to coincide with Laylatul Qadr again and again and again. So how much goodness is there in this night? Why was Laylatul Qadr called Laylatul Qadr? The ulama, they mention three reasons why Laylatul Qadr is called Laylatul Qadr. The first reason is that the word Al-Qadr, it means At-Ta'zim. And At-Ta'zim, i.e. greatness, magnificence. Meaning Laylatul Qadr, the night of Al-Qadr, i.e. the night of greatness and magnificence. Such a great night. And not only is the night great, but anybody who worships Allah on this night, ذو قدر, is also of greatness. He's also a magnificent person. This is the first reason why Laylatul Qadr is called Laylatul Qadr, from At-Ta'zim. The second reason why Laylatul Qadr is called Laylatul Qadr is because Al-Qadr also means At-Tadhyiq. And the meaning of At-Tadhyiq is for something to be restricted, tightened, for there to be no more space left. And the ulama say that this is because of the sheer number of angels who descend upon the earth from the heavens. So many angels descend upon the earth from the heavens that there is no space left for them. This earth, and how great it is, the countries and the lands, the mountains and the deserts, the oceans. And so many angels descend upon the earth that there is no space which is left upon the earth. And why do the angels descend on Laylatul Qadr? Bringing barakah, bringing mercy, bringing istighfar, bringing at-tawbah, bringing goodness. So how much goodness is there upon the earth? This is the second reason. The third reason why Laylatul Qadr is called Laylatul Qadr is from the word Qadr with a fatha on the dal. Because on this night, the decree of the whole year is written. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He created any creation, He created the pen. Inna awwala ma khalaq Allah al-qalam. Like in the authentic hadith. Verily the first thing which Allah created was the pen. ثُمَّ قَالْ أُكْتُبْ. And then He said to the pen, write. قَالَ الْقَلَمْ. The pen said, أَيْ رَبِّي مَا أَكْتُبْ. O my Lord, what shall I write? Allah said, أُكْتُبْ مَا هُوَ كَائِنًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Write every single thing which will occur until يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. So everything has already been decreed. And it is in اللوح المحفوظ. This decree of Allah in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, only Allah knows the decree. So even the angels don't know the complete decree of Allah. And the prophets don't know the complete decree of Allah. However, on Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to the angels the decree of the year. So the main decree which is in Lawh al-Mahfuz, which was written before creation, this only Allah knows. Then once a year on Laylatul Qadr, Allah reveals the decree of a year to the angels, only for the year. Who will die? Who will be born? Who will have rizq? Who will be poor? Who will die upon iman? Who will die upon disbelief? And so on and so forth. And this is why Laylatul Qadr is called Laylatul Qadr. So when we translate the word Laylatul Qadr, we say the night of greatness and magnificence. And the night in which there is no space left upon the earth because of the sheer number of angels who are descending with the mercy and the blessing of Allah. And also the night of the decree.